search results that point to copyrighted music. A legal threat to search engines could be brewing down under. For Friday, December 22, 2006, this is Pontech News. The Catholic Church hasn't been renowned for being an early adopter of technology. That could be changing. In for Jason Lopez, I'm Paul Landcor. This is Pontech News. The president of Samsung Semiconductor, the U.S. subsidiary of Samsung Electronics Company, pleaded guilty to charges of price fixing. Youngwon Park will serve 10 months in prison. He's the fifth Samsung executive to plead guilty in the case involving price fixing in the dynamic random access memory market. The parent company has already been fined $300 million in a related case. The U.S. Justice Department's investigation of the price manipulation has extended to four memory chip firms, with 18 indictments so far. The way that search engines make their living, providing links to appropriate query results, could be a liability when it comes to linking to copyright-protected content. An Australian court ruling this week says even linking to copyrighted music is enough to get a site in trouble. The ruling might be enough to make search engines around the world think twice. It upholds a lower court ruling that a website operator and the service provider that hosted that operator are both guilty of authorizing copyright infringement. Their search results included links to songs available for illegal download. Days after Nintendo announced it would replace faulty straps used with the Wii controller, the company gets strapped with a lawsuit over the device. Rio Pacino has the story.
The nationwide class action lawsuit was filed by Green Welling in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington for the, quote, defective nature of the Nintendo Wii strap for the Nintendo game console. Green Welling is also seeking an injunction requiring Nintendo to correct the defect and to provide a refund for the consumer or replace the defective Wiimote. The recent Wii strap problems resulted in Nintendo emailing out a fact sheet explaining how to use the Wiimote properly. The highly touted gaming console was released November 17th with much fanfare over the controller. For Pontech News, I'm Rio Pacino.
Sony BMG Music Entertainment settled with 39 states, agreeing to pay more than $4 million. It's part of their settlement in cases involving the problems caused by music CDs loaded with hidden anti-piracy software. Some users who tried to remove the software ended up damaging their computers. The settlement includes reimbursements to those users. The company also says it won't be loading their music CDs with that software any longer. Earlier this week, Sony BMG reached a separate settlement with California and Texas. They agreed to pay $1.5 million in that case. The Catholic Church is flocking to new media as a way to preach to the choir, as we hear from Matt Kelly.
Boston's Archdiocese already considers Cardinal Sean O'Malley a hit in cyberspace with his weblog, CardinalSean'sBlog.org. Now the Cardinal blogger is about to go high tech with his own podcasts for the masses. Get it? Masses? Beginning Christmas Eve, downloadable podcasts will spread to the faithful messages of the Church and the Catholic community. It's all part of the embrace of new technology by the Archdiocese and includes an overhaul to its newspaper and television websites, assigning email addresses to all priests, and setting up an internet site that'll replace monthly mailings to clergy. The Church says to look for regular video blogs from the podcasting padre early in the new year. For Pontech News, I'm Matt Kelly.
As the current year draws to a close, we'll be hearing a lot about alternative fuel vehicles, hybrids, and other topics of importance when it comes to energy resources and independence. Those technologies have made great strides over the past 12 months, but holiday time is a time to think of the less fortunate, too. Michael Klinger has the stat of the day.
Oil companies. They've been taking a serious beating this year. There was the Toyota Prius, then all that talk about hydrogen. The oil companies held out some hope that we'd all give up because there are only two hydrogen refueling stations in the country, but it ended up getting worse. Places like Venezuela ended up being important, and then there were those pesky farmers with new ways to use their crops for fuel. And there's a little trouble in the Middle East, which also has an impact on oil supplies, I think. Anyway, as tough as things have been for them this year, the oil companies have managed to keep it mostly together. A ranking of the world's top 50 performing oil companies from Petroleum Intelligence Weekly indicates that in spite of it all, the biggest companies are still, well, the biggest companies. Saudi Aramco stayed on top. Turns out that Saudi companies may have a little bit of an unfair advantage here, but that's life. The guys to watch out for might end up being the Russians. Russia's Gazprom surged 9 places up to number 15 this year. It helped that they bought up Sibneft, funny name, but a big oil company nevertheless. At this rate, Russia's going to be in the top 10 by next year. With Russia playing hardball, the obvious question is, how's the U.S. doing? Well, despite so much of the oil being so far away, and all that pressure from alternative fuels putting the screws to our besieged oil companies, the United States continues to dominate. 10 firms in the top 50. Take that, ethanol. With the stat of the day, I'm Michael Klinger.
That's PodTech News for Friday, December 22nd, 2006, produced by Rio Pacino, Matt Kelly, Michael Klinger, and Catherine Girardeau. I'm Paul Lancour. Thanks for listening.